We are going to be studying chosen excerpts in the topic of building the future society. We're going to continue with excerpt number 58. You can see our study material on our site and send questions at SvivaTovaRakam.tv as well. Pertinent questions will be asked during the lesson. Building the future society, selected passages from Bala Sulam. We're going to continue with item 58.
Again, we need to understand that it's not a book, but excerpts that Bala Sulam wrote in order to write a certain composition. What kind? We don't know. What would have happened if he would write it, would have written it as a complete composition? We can't say, but at least we can learn from, you know, about his point of view about certain things that he wrote about.
From the newspaper, The Nation: our planet is rich enough to provide for all of us, so why should we fight this tragic war to death, which has been dimming our lives for generations? Let us share among us the labor and its produce equally, and the end to all the troubles. After all, what pleasure do even the millionaires among us derive from their possessions, if not the security of their sustenance for them and for their progeny several generations on? But in a regime of a just division, they will also have the same certainty and even more. And should you say that they will not have the respect that they had while they were property owners, that too is nothing, for all those strong ones who have gained the power to earn respect as property owners will certainly find the same amount of honor elsewhere, for the gates of complete competition will never be locked.
Meaning, whatever may be, we don't see these final crises, but it's clear to everyone that only a just distribution will ensure all of us today and tomorrow. Egoistically, simply, without in order to bestow and all those things. Meaning, we're talking about the people, the common people, the nations of the world. That's how they can take it as a correct system of existence. Okay, everybody agrees?
What is a just division? Just by, according to who?
Relatively, by everyone. What do you mean? Just distribution towards everyone, according to his taste and his ability and all the data. We have to reach a state where all of us more or less are satisfied with that. And if not, there should be correction. And it should be accompanied by certain caring, education, so each one will have a little less or a little more, so he won't look with negative eyes at the others, and he should be satisfied with what he's getting.
Relatively, meaning there will be a gap between people's assets.
Relatively, because you eat 20 pounds and I eat 5 pounds, so we have to give you 20 pounds.
And if I'm a manager who needs a private jet and a yacht?
If you deserve it, you deserve it. Why not?
So relatively, I'll also have those means.
Like today, if I manage a company, I deserve a car and a driver. It's all, so I would be able to function properly. What's the question?
So what's the difference? Meaning, what's just by that? That I have a private jet and my worker...
It's not you, it's according to your position. You deserve it. you're an important person. You shouldn't waste your time driving wagons. So you have a private jet, but it's not for you. It's for the sake of the society, of the company. How are you looking at it?
And that worker in my company doesn't even have a car. That could be a state, and that's called just?
Yes, absolutely. I don't understand. If, God forbid, someone needs $1 million worth of operation, surgery, does he get it or not?
Probably yes.
Or everyone getting it?
Not everyone.
Also, to the detriment, not to everyone, only to the benefit of everyone. Leave me alone. A person receives like everyone. According to how he works in certain position, he deserves certain things so he can realize himself. I don't want to talk about it. It's nonsense. Of course, it's not. There has to be no question. Only these Israelis who grew up, or I don't know, where did you go to school? How is that clear to you?
No.
I think also today, with every kind of work a person does, his employer is interested in getting him everything he needs in order to realize his work, actualize, get his job done. So does it mean that he is getting certain addition? No. It's in order to extract the maximum out of him.
The logic is very clear to everyone, anyone who has a brain, and if we take into account the feeling and the evil condition, everything works out. But someone's tripping it here. We learned that the Creator is created the evil condition, doesn't enable us to do this.
Right.
So what's the solution here? Someone needs to start this thing. And how does that work?
Right. The people of Israel must start this. He has to show an example, and all these changes have to be in order or for the sake of the work of bestowal to the Creator. Only for that. Then it would work. Otherwise, from above, the Creator will spoil everything.
How will the people of Israel do this?
You finding verses on that? No. Or not. The work has to be in order to bestow. Who can bestow? The Rosh. Who is the Rosh? Lirosh. Israel. My head. So the nations of the world work. They have to only agree to just distribution. This is by the law from above, the problems from below, but the calculation happens by the people of Israel. We are to blame, and we owe everyone.
So actually, we, that part in the people of Israel who is learning this,
ourselves on ourselves. So they will ask of us.
So we actually have to come to all these things that are written here also amongst us, that there will also be equal division between us and all that.
Of course, but first of all, dissemination. Without it, how will you start to do it?
Who are we disseminating to? To people who are not capable of doing it?
We disseminate to people who agreed, as he's saying. People who gradually came to a state, they agree to it. Why? Because there's no other choice. The people work out of no choice. They are the will to receive, pure will to receive. So if there's a choice, it will choose like water, the easiest place to flow to, the lowest point. That's how the people work. So we have to advertise those things for them so they would know this is the method that comes from above, from the Creator, from the upper force. This is how, don't say the Creator, then global nature exists in this way. Do we want to be good in nature? Fine. If not, we can be like a foreign tumor. You need to explain it.
Why do we need to explain this to them? Do we need support from them?
I'll tell you, sir, you wouldn't exist unless they needed to get the correction. Because you and them are head and body. The problem is in the body. That's why the head, the Rosh, was created to take care of the goof, the body. The body doesn't exist. The creator created the desire, and in order to come to correction, it builds for itself a part called Rosh, head. What is that? To perform a calculation first and then to realize later. So you can't realize anything without a calculation. The realization is in the nations of the world, but the calculation is done in Israel.
I'm asking practically.
Again, I'm telling you, the will to receive that was created is called all the nations of the world, all of humanity. It has to reach adhesion with the Creator. And the part that is the adapter, the mediator between the Creator and this big body, this, all of humanity, is called Israel, Yashar El. He directs them to that. He has no other role in the system, and it would not even exist if not to be towards the nations of the world. We have to understand that very well. We have no right to exist, only to serve them and the Creator. We're in the middle between the two.
The implementation that he's talking about, where does it need to be implemented? We can't implement it as a Rosh? Only inside the goof it can be implemented?
When you go to do something with the Rosh, the head, you have to receive all the data from the goof, from the body, understand it? To reach the quality of Rosh, head, and to aim yourself at the Creator, you have to first uncover all the desires in the goof and connect with them in all of humanity.
And we don't have that. We're after the shattering, after...
According to your attitude, I see it hasn't happened. No. Think very carefully. Otherwise, you will have to suffer many more blows in history.
No, but the implementation of those laws...
We have to integrate with the desires of the nations of the world. We have to ensure that they will feel good. We have to want them to feel good. Good not as they think, but good according to what the Creator wants to do. Otherwise, the good is not going to come to be. And only when we know their desire, their nature, and the desire of the Creator, and we are in the middle, will be able to decide each time how to form the connection, a bridge between them, the nations of the world and the Creator. This is our role.
Meaning, so that this will trickle through to the nations of the world, and everything, there's also a goof in the Rosh, a body and a head. Also in Israel, there's a body and a head. Between us, there's a head and a body.
Right.
The question is, what am I driving towards? The example, do we have to get to it before the whole world will get to these things? Or is it at once everyone's going to take it on? And
No, you also have to be built this way. It's true, but it's not a correction, it's only the preparation. We have to see these things very seriously and very generally, collectively.
Rabbi, it's very clear that only the reforming light can make, let's say, a billionaire who has a strong desire for honor and glory and
it's
pleasures and money.
It's not your problem. It's the light that reforms. It's clear. But we have to do what is asked of us.
So that's what I'm asking, because there's like two faces to what I perceive from how to draw the reforming light. To do dissemination, go outside and incorporate with the desires of the world, or that the world in me and the perception of reality says that a person is a small world. And how do you draw the reforming light the most correctly?
If you were alive a few thousand years ago, I would say you are correct. Time is not, there's nothing to go to, there's nothing to do, although Kabbalists would try with everything they had in each generation to go out to the people, to the masses, we saw, and after the RE, it's clear how they worked. We have no other way but to realize it in practice, meaning dissemination in all directions, regardless of what people are saying, regardless of how they take things, accept things. We should try for them to take things in a nice way, in a good way, but we have to try and disseminate to all the nations of the world, all over the planet, as he writes.
But just to understand, there is a necessity to do internal work also. Together with dissemination, there's also a necessity to do internal work,
right,
in order to draw the reforming light through the correct perception of reality.
Yeah, one doesn't contradict the other. Just as you are in the time of ascent, and you heard that you have to look back at your state of descent in order to draw from there a deficiency for the greatness of the Creator, right? So we have two states. That's okay. That's how we are always, between the Creator and the created beings, between the ascent and the descent. And we are in the middle constantly. We have to do the work. There's nothing to do. This is our way. Yes, Mushi.
Is it correct that the Rosh can't be an example to the Guf, and we need to make from the Guf a certain part of an example for all the rest of the Guf? Is it right? The Rosh cannot be an example for the Guf.
An example? No.
The Rosh needs to do some kind of part in the Guf so it will be similar to the rest, or how? How will the whole body receive the example if not from the Rosh? It's like a different matter.
You're asking about people or what? How is it in spirituality?
No, about people. Let's say we can't be an example to the rest.
No, of course not.
That's why I understand that. We have to do, we or some part from those people that don't belong to the Rosh need to be an example to the rest? Or how does it work? Because people need an example.
I don't know if they need an example. They need to learn about the method. Learn the method. And as a result of learning the method, they'll understand who we are somehow. And they'll understand who are they. And they'll be able to somehow connect to us. I don't know how it is. I think no one is experienced in that, and without experience we have no knowledge, no perception, no grasp. I can't tell you, but we have to continue with what we have. We are a certain part of in history, the history before us, the history after us, and we have to realize what we can. And that's how I look at life. As long as I'm here in this world, I do what I can do in this world. If I will be in another world, there'll be work in another world.
About the form, humanity also has a rosh these days. Why don't we talk to the head? And is it not beneficial at all? Or?
No, they're opposite. They can't. You see,
we never tried.
No, I tried a little bit, but there's no one to talk to.
That's also a question. It's true that you've tried, but you're usually not despaired. But here you maybe tried a few times and that's it. So is there something in that, or is there...
I don't know. Of course, if I have the opportunity, I will do it. Today it's hard to get to them because they're so different. They're so... Used to be a certain... appreciation to such people, Rousseau, Voltaire, philosophers, great people.
Today you have like soccer players, models. They hear them.
That's what I'm saying. If the philosophers would be respected, we could kind of mix with them. But I can't be among the soccer players, and you can't be among the beauty queens.
We didn't try, I don't know.
I'm not forbidding you from doing anything.
But there are those who are kind of managing the world. Not the football players, but there's someone who's managing things. There's the academy and...
You're right. Not the academy. Those who run the world are above the academy.
Business people.
So I'm saying that the more we advance, the more we receive treatment from above. And if we come to a point where we can realize something greater with a wider audience, then it will become an opportunity. And don't worry about it. We are in a system.
Meaning wait for an opportunity?
How does it become apparent to you? Each day you learn something new, seemingly as if you didn't think about it, and suddenly, oh, it's a new time. So there is a plan. There's a management plan, but everything is according to its time. I hope that we can do what we have to do today. For today, everybody knows what to do? Yes or no? Who doesn't know? Raise your hands. Who doesn't know what to do today? These are all the heads of tens, I see. So what are we doing? Coleman, do you know? Tell everyone.
We're joining the descents to our ascents.
More? Next to you, who's close?
I think that before that we need to push to reach a complete ascent, that the presence of the Creator fills our whole horizon. When we attain that, we will be able to join the descents to it. But first, push to there.
More? Correct, but more?
Not to go all day out of the seeking of the greatness of the Creator.
Okay, so it's clear to us. With everything we have, we have to get to the greatness of the Creator until it covers everything. After that, persistently look for a deficiency to make it even greater. That's the main thing, okay? We have a gathering of friends tonight. Excellent.
The global Yeshivat Chavim today at 6:45 p.m. Israel time. We're inviting all our friends in the world to unite, to connect, to be together in the world Yeshivat Chavim. Practical Kabbalah. We're very happy to tell the graduates of the Simple Kabbalah, now a continuation to that course, Practical Kabbalah. It engages with Kabbalah in our daily life. We're going to watch a promo. Kabbalah Lam, living with meaning. Hello to everyone, and thank you for joining the second course, Practical Kabbalah. In the first Kabbalah, in first course, we talked about what the wisdom of Kabbalah is and what it was meant for. In this course, we're going to be talking about how we implement it in our daily lives. Practical Kabbalah. Thank you to our TV viewers and good day. The fundamentals to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Our campus is happy to invite you to a meeting to acquaint you with the wisdom of Kabbalah. Tuesday in Kalsama, entrance 30 shekel in RSVPing. For details, 1-709-509-209 or on KAB-COIL. We will conclude. Good day.
To be together with you, how good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah.
How good to be together with you, how good to be together with you, how good to be together with you.
To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Each other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree,